Hey, Bears fans, get ready for a new era of Chicago Bear football.
After 9 long months, it's finally time for some real football.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, along with Tom Thayer, for another season of Game Preview. Tom, I'm sure you're excited. The Bears are going to kick off the season this Sunday. What are your thoughts, especially on the Mark Trestman era beginning and what we're going to see on the Bears offense?
I think it's really exciting. You know, initially when you go to training camp, you try to put in the system that you're going to use during the regular season. And I think that's what all the Bears fans have been privy to up to this point. But now you're going to be able to see the way Mark Trestman's offense attacks an opponent's defense. What does he think is their weakness? There's a lot of attachment to this new offense, but I think it's such in the infancy stages. It's going to be exciting to watch throughout every one of these games.
Tom, it seems like you're the only offensive lineman that's back from last season. But seriously, Roberto Garza, of the 8 linemen that started the season with the Bears last year, he's the only one that's left. What are your expectations for the line, and are you a little surprised? We knew we'd see some turnover. Are you surprised that it's had this much?
Not really, but I have more respect for Roberto Garza because it's always tough to impress a new coaching staff to realize you are the guy they're going to go with. I think the future of the offensive line is exciting and bright, but I think Aaron Cromer is the guy to watch here because he is the guy that's developing the offensive line, and there's a different tenacity about it. He has different expectations. So I think it's exciting because he has a body of work that's of success, but I think the offensive line has to follow in that path.
You got Kyle Long, Jordan Mills. It's the first time the Bears are going to start 2 rookies on the offensive line in a season opener since 1983. Now, if memory serves, you didn't start right away in 85, but then you got the job later on. What can we expect to see from the 2 rookies, and does it concern you at all that you have 2 guys starting next to each other that have never played an NFL regular season game?
It doesn't concern me because now it's an obligation of the coaches to put these guys in a confident position, play in and play out. Yeah, they're going to have their work cut out for them because sometimes they're going to have the most strict of assignments on the offensive line for the play to succeed. But that's part of growing up in the NFL. Roberto Garza, attach yourself to Kyle Long. Give him advice. Give him help. Make sure that he's always going in the right direction because Kyle's an intelligent guy, and he will. And then the offensive formation, depending upon where Jordan Mills is, you got Martellus Bennett. You got Steve Manera. You have the running backs helping him. So, again, don't put him in a position of weakness. Put him in a position of confidence.
Let's talk about the other side of the ball here. 44 takeaways last year on defense. Kept the same system. Mel Tucker comes in. He's throwing in a couple of new wrinkles. What do you expect from the defense this game and this season?
14 takeaways in the preseason, most of any team in the NFL. So I expect it to keep going. You got the defenders there. There's a really solid group. And I don't think Mel Tucker's changed the expectations he's ever had as a defensive coordinator or for what this team has been able to accomplish. The key ingredient here for the defense is make sure the offense has time of possession with scoring attached to it because that allows your defense to play more aggressively and unleash the talent.
Tom, this week's Twitter question comes from Ryan Team. He wants to know, are the Bears going to double-team Geno Atkins to protect Jay Cutler? Geno Atkins is a force in the middle of the Cincinnati Bengals line, a great defensive tackle.
Yeah, just signed a new $55 million deal from the defensive tackle position. Are they going to double-team him every play? No, you don't have that luxury. But what do? Misdirection, a little play action, a little outside stuff. Get him thinking. Get him off balance. Kyle is a big, strong body. So is Roberto Garza. So is Jordan Mills. So is Matt Slauson. So it's going to take their physical approach, too.
Make your case for somebody.
Mine, Lance Briggs, new defensive leader. Oh, he's been a defensive leader since he's been here, but he's calling all the signals. You're going to watch Cincinnati go no huddle. Him against Dalton, their quarterback, is going to be an interesting matchup. Lance is going to make sure all the talent is distributed in their right spots. So he's got a lot on his plate. He's got to have a longer attention span. Pay attention to the formation down and distance where you're on the field. Lance, you got to have a big game.
Tom, I'm going to go with Matt Forte. I think Cincinnati's really going to come after Jay Cutler and the rookie offensive lineman. I think Forte's been the best player on the field in training camp. He's been highly productive since he joined the Bears as a second-round draft pick. Didn't catch the ball as much last year as he had before that. I think they're going to use him as a receiver. I expect Matt Forte to have a huge game and a really big season. Tom, great stuff as always. I'm really excited about Sunday. Finally, we get some football, like I said before. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, the Xerox company.